Welcome to Ask the Appliance Experts, a new podcast from AJ Madison Pro that tackles the ins and outs of appliances, making an often confusing and really technical topic approachable and, dare we say, even fun. I'm Amy Chernoff, VP of Marketing here at AJ Madison.
And I'm Jessica Petrino Ball, Editorial Director at AJ Madison. We are the brand's in-house experts, and we're on tap to interview installers, builders, renovation pros, and other leaders in the field on all things appliances. So, Amy, we have someone really amazing coming on the show today. Here at AJ Madison, we love to talk all about kitchens, and this guest definitely knows her way around one. We're chatting with Saba Wahid Duffy, a culinary educator, chef, recipe writer, and food content creator. Saba appeared on Chopped with Martha Stewart on the Food Network, beating out a number of competitors to win the grand prize back in 2020. Those Chopped winnings quickly came in handy, bolstering a noted food truck business that Saba runs with her sister.
It's such an unusual mix, right? To be a chef and an appliance expert. I'm just so glad that you nominated her to be on the podcast. What do you think her advice is going to be for home chefs outfitting their kitchens?
I think from a chef's perspective, Saba is really good and really honest too about helping consumers navigate the ins and outs of really what the best products are for every situation. She is a fan of steam convection cooking. So I think we're going to be talking a lot about some of those lesser known specialty cooking products like steam that people really don't know about, but deliver tremendous value.
I can't wait to ask her opinion on induction. That's a hot topic these days, especially with everyone on the lookout for ways to save energy and to save money and to have really a great cooking experience.
I'm really interested to get her opinion, though, for sure.
So let's join Saba in the kitchen.
Let's do it.
I'm so excited to be speaking with you today. Welcome, Saba.
Thank you so much for the introduction, Jess. I'm very excited to be here too.
Saba, can you tell us a little bit about how you help clients navigate the appliance selection process? And during that process, clients often ask, you know, where do you recommend people splurge versus save?
What I break it down with initially anyways is, what is that particular person's cooking style? What do they like to do in the kitchen? Do they spend more time cooking on the stove versus baking versus reheating versus steaming? There's so many different aspects to day-to-day cooking in a family's home. Those questions really help to navigate the world of appliances. And when it comes down to it, you know, the dishes you cook every day will dictate the type of appliances that you invest in.
The breadth of technology today is really exciting. How do we help design professionals translate that information to a client that hasn't looked at appliances in the last 5, 10, 20 years, maybe ever?
Yeah, it is overwhelming. It was just like a stovetop and an oven or a grill or a griddle. And now you can get a water bath with sous vide and induction and gas and steam and air fry. So there are a lot of options. I guess it, you know, comes down to, who are you cooking for? What's your family size? How much food do you need to produce out of this range? That can sort of help narrow down some of those specialty features. But also, if there are those like culinary enthusiasts out there that like to have all these gadgets in the kitchen, then why not? I mean, if you are passionate about cooking and experimenting, then it's really nice to have an option to be able to use it. But it's a lot. It's a lot for the average home cook to take in. So I think just, you know, piece by piece, break it down. And some people don't want all the bells and whistles. And there's still a lot of great appliances out there that are basic, that just offer, you know, high BTU power on a gas range and a great oven with convection. And you can get that too. So there is the full gamut of products out there.
I think the point is also from everything that I'm hearing you say, Saba, is that you should take your time. A lot of people, I think, get really wrapped up in the refrigerator, but I really feel like the cooking surfaces are super, super important. That's how you feed your family or your household. And it's also the appliance that I think gets replaced less frequently, right? Typically, the cooking surfaces are very durable and last longer than potentially a refrigerator or even a dishwasher based on the use. When you think about how you're using your cooking surfaces in your kitchen versus how many times a day you're opening and closing your refrigerator door, making ice or having water and all of those things mixed together with the electronic components. Same thing with the dishwasher, where I feel like the range, it's a whole different thing. You don't want to be sitting there after you design your new kitchen and say, oh, I wish I had known about this, right? It's a category that's worth some research and thinking, as you said, just about how you typically cook for your family and how you might be using these appliances to really get the features that would be most useful.
Oh, yes, 100%. Designing a kitchen, it does require a lot of thought and it's long-term. These appliances are going to be with you for a while. So don't rush it. Think about it. Think about what your own cooking style might evolve into if you invest in a certain type of appliance. There's a lot of potential to grow as a personal home cook as well if you invest in the right stuff. When you start to see great results, it's motivating. A great convection oven, you put food in there and it comes out perfect every time. That's going to motivate you to want to cook more and more. Spend time on your ovens, on your cooktop. It will benefit you in the long
run. Saba, can you talk a little bit about, you know, your experience helping clients decide if induction is the correct choice for them? What are some of the things that are going into that conversation? And what are some of your favorite benefits of induction when it comes to actually cooking on the products?
Yeah, I get so many people shocked by my response and my love for induction, because as a professional chef, most people automatically think I'm going to love gas ranges more. But I love cooking. I hate cleaning. So when I'm at home and I want to have a more smooth and efficient cook, the cleanup on induction is so much quicker. I also love the precision of induction to go from zero to boil in, you know, 90 seconds is incredible. I mean, I just made some mac and cheese for my daughter. I unfortunately don't have induction in my kitchen right now. It's on my dream list, of course. It just took a while to get the water going. So it would alleviate all of that wait time. And also holding your sauces and soups on essentially the warm plate function. You don't have that option on gas ranges. Yes, you have the lower function simmer on some of them, but you're still not as low as you could get on induction. And you end up drying out your food, to be honest, on gas ranges. Induction just has so many incredible benefits. And I feel like a lot of people are switching.
We're noticing that too. Induction is becoming one of the fastest growing appliance categories. I think that people are ultimately looking to comply with new efficiency standards, et cetera. But one of the potential drawbacks of induction has been that you need to have specific cookware. Can you talk a little bit about how clients are navigating that conversation?
Definitely, you have to have pans that are made with some sort of ferrous metal that are magnetized. A lot of stainless steel pans out there are already induction compatible, and you simply have to just take a magnet and see if it sticks on the bottom. And if it does, then you're ready to go. Cast iron is actually also induction compatible, and they're pretty reasonable in terms of pricing. It's something I encourage every home cook to keep in their kitchen anyways. And along the same lines of cast iron, your enameled cast iron cookware, like your Le Creuset Dutch ovens or your stoves, anything that is in that category of Dutch oven will also be induction compatible. So there are a lot of options out there, and there's a lot of cookware that is now on the market that is induction compatible already. I just think it's much ado about nothing, right? I think like everyone has something already in their kitchen. And if you have to swap out your cookware to be better prepared for your induction surface, there's so many other benefits to it from an energy efficiency standpoint, cleanup, as you mentioned, Saba, and also safety. If you have small children in the house, it is definitely a much safer surface than any of the other cooking options. There's a lot of movements in municipalities around the country to not install new gas lines, new construction. You know, they're really forcing everyone to move over to induction because it's a more efficient fuel source, having it to be electric. And no one really wants to go back to a traditional electric cooktop or stove. Like, those were terrible.
Oh, and very unsafe. I remember placing something on top of the coil and it was ruined because the coils remain hot for a long time after you stop cooking.
No one wants to do that. No one. Absolutely. In the appliance world, we're all on the edges of our seat with this Inflation Reduction Energy Act that the president signed that gives so many fantastic rebates for induction cooktops and ranges.
This is Amy Devers, host of Clever. My podcast brings you conversations you're not going to hear anywhere else with the visionaries and creative forces who shape our world and culture. It's a compelling mix of raw candor and honest shop talk that reveals the humanity behind the design of the world around us. Clever is a proud member of the Surround Podcast Network. Head over to surroundpodcast.com or follow Clever wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we talk a little bit about appliance selections for clients that love to cook? We get these clients and they're super, super passionate. How do you help them figure out the best products to really fuel that passion?
My number one recommendation for people that are really enthusiastic in the kitchen is to invest in a steam oven. The potential is just so incredible. You can do so much with it. You can even sous vide cook in a steam oven. You don't need a water bath and an immersion circulator. I know a lot of like food geeks, you know, culinary nerds love that kind of technology, but you don't need that extra gadget anymore. You can do everything in that oven. You can sous vide, you can make your yogurts, you can skip the bain-marie and you can do your custards. You can also roast some incredible proteins in there with added moisture that keeps things like a tenderloin, which is traditionally a very lean meat, nice and juicy with the added benefit of steam.
How does that work, Saba? I'm really a novice in the kitchen. I'm more of a baker, but when you say steam oven, I've never had one. I probably need to look into this, but I'm just wondering, steam just always sounds so bland and awful to me. I'm thinking of like steamed asparagus with no flavor. So tell me, what are the benefits of using steam in cooking? I mean, you just mentioned the tenderloin and making it moist. And I think most people would be thinking about cooking a tenderloin that way. So how does that
work? Yeah, I guess I should mention combi steam is the actual term, and combi is short for combination. So we're using a combination of steam and convection heat, or you can use straight steam, or you can use straight convection. So there's really three different modes, and then there's sub-modes underneath those three modes. So that's where that versatility comes in. So yeah, with straight steam, you can make steamed asparagus, but it's the best de-steamed asparagus you will ever have. I promise you that.
And isn't it true that if you cook in a steam convection oven, you can multi-rack bake? And the idea is that the convection capabilities are going to reduce flavor transfer.
Yes, actually. So combi steam ovens have the ability to multi-rack cook. And when you're using convection on your combi steam mode, of course, there is a fan in there that is circulating and burning the air, which means that there is going to be little to no flavor transfer.
I think just thematically, we're seeing more appliances take on multiple roles. Right? Like you spoke to the steam oven having that dual or triple functionality where it can take on multiple jobs within the kitchen space. We're seeing that with combo wall ovens, becoming the it product to stand in for that traditional double oven, just imparting more versatility. Is that something that you've been noticing as well, whether it's combo ovens or even luxury pro ranges taking on more jobs?
Oh, first, I would say the whole double wall oven is kind of out of the picture, and people are going with a wall oven and a specialty oven combination. So that still allows for additional oven space, but it gives you a specialty of clients as well, which gives you more variety in your cooking. And then in terms of ranges that offer more than just a stovetop and an oven, there are a lot of options out there where you can get a gas and induction in the same range, along with an oven and a steam oven. I mean, there's mini air fryer ovens. I believe Fisher Paykel actually makes one that has an air fry function in the smaller oven, and it still has a regular oven as well, plus induction, plus high-powered BTU gas. There's a lot out there. You just have to really know what you want. But, you know, if I could get a one-stop shop that has it all.
You mentioned the Fisher & Paykel product, which is really cool. There's several brands that all kind of have their special sauce, right? Like 10 years ago, it was how big is the oven capacity and how hot can the burners get? And that's where the conversation ended.
Right.
And today we're seeing, you know, Miele has a 48-inch range with a built-in speed oven microwave and a warming drawer. Thermador's Pro Range has a built-in steam oven. We're seeing Decor with a large steam capacity within their oven. Monogram has an award-winning 48-inch range where you can set a gas burner to a specific temperature for your smartphone, which
is wild.
If you were to design your dream kitchen, what would that process look like?
First of all, I would want two dream kitchens. I want my show kitchen. So I want that to be like the pretty one that is where we all hang out. And then I want my functional one where I actually do my cooking. And that is not far-fetched. A lot of people do that. They have a show kitchen and then they have their work kitchen. So in my dream kitchen, I definitely want something aesthetically pleasing. I would love a beautiful, like, blackboard range with custom colors and brass hardware. Just something really, really like a statement piece. And of course, I do want my specialty ovens as well in my functional kitchen where I'm going to do all my work. I would love an induction cooktop and my steam oven and an oven with a really good convection system as well. I love using convection for cooking almost everything. So I do appreciate a good convection system.
Saba, if you were advising a design build professional, do you think it's more important for them to be knowledgeable about appliances or to rely on a local resource to send their customers how they should approach this?
Yeah, definitely. If you do have a local showroom, a lot of salespeople are knowledgeable with a variety of products, but it is really good to get a chef's or a cook's perspective because that will just sort of help navigate and pinpoint more specifics about the appliance selection process. So investigate it, see if there are people around that can help guide and help point you in the right direction and how to sort of work specialty appliances or even regular appliances into the kitchen design. It does require an extra input from a professional.
I think this will be really useful for trade pros. They're trying to give advice to their clients and also customers that are redoing or reinventing their kitchen or their spaces. Sometimes you don't have to gut the whole thing. You can also just add a new appliance. And I think Saba very clearly sold us all on a steam oven. So I think we should all go out and get steam ovens at this point.
And now for our Ask the Appliance Expert takeaways. One, designing the dream kitchen is not a one-size-fits-all package. There are endless possibilities for customization. And to get started, Think about you or your client's cooking style and your entertaining needs. 2, innovative products like smart ovens, induction cooktops, and steam convection ovens can be a game changer in the kitchen. 3, when it comes to luxury ranges, there are endless possibilities for customization. Make your kitchen stand out with a custom color or hardware finish. Plus, you can make it your own by adding a grill, griddle, steam oven, warming drawer, or even a microwave. 4, go to ajmadison.com/guides to see our pro cooking guide. That's where you can get a deeper dive into anything you'd ever want to know about professional cooking. Thank you so much for listening. Catch us next time with a conversation with one of our favorite people, Michael Foti at Renovation Angel.
Make sure you follow the show so you never miss an episode. AJ Madison is part of the Surround Podcast Network. Check out our show notes and discover other architecture and design shows at surroundpodcasts.com. That's podcasts with an S.